The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hello there, folks. Thanks so much for joining me. I am going to give you a little bit of an update with the help of my friends from EWG.org. That's Environmental Working Group. They do so much great work when it comes to anything environmental, especially the stuff that we really shouldn't be having a lot of contact with. Today, I'm going to spend the next two segments of the show actually talking about food additives. These are troublesome food additives that actually have negative consequences on our health. All right? And I'm going to spell them out for you if I need to, because you need to be able to grok these, all right, and look at the labels and make sure that you are staying away from them as much as possible. I'm going to tell you why, too. All right, first of all, we heard about this nitrites and nitrates, okay? So what is it? Well, they're used as a coloring agent and flavoring for and preservatives, I should say, in cured meats such as bacon, salami, sausages, and hot dogs, okay? Why should you care, and why should you try to avoid this additive? Well, scientists at the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer have concluded that ingested nitrates and nitrites are probable human carcinogens. What does that mean? They are cancer-causing agents, okay? They react with naturally occurring components of proteins called amines, and this reaction can form cancer-causing nitrosamine compounds, all right? So that is the number one reason why you should care. And then what should you do? Look for added nitrites and nitrites on food labels and avoid them. Biggest thing, we need to reduce our exposure whenever we can. This will not only help you reduce exposure to additives associated with cancer, but will also lower your intake of cured meats that can be high in unhealthy fats and cholesterol. As you noted, I said sausage, salami, bacon, and hot dogs, okay? Nitrites and nitrates, try to avoid them. My second one, potassium bromate. Well, what is that? This is used to strengthen bread and cracker dough and help it rise during baking, okay? For those of you that eat a lot of bread, have a lot of crackers, these refined food products, why should you care? Well, this ingredient is listed as a known carcinogen by the state of California. The International Agency for Research on Cancer classifies it as the possible human carcinogen again. Once again, potentially cancer-causing. So what happens is baking converts most potassium bromate to non-carcinogenic potassium bromide, but bromate residues are still detectable in the finished bread. So get this, in the United Kingdom and in Canada, they prohibit the use of potassium bromate in food, and it's not permitted for use in food in the European nation either. So what should you do? It is an unnecessary additive, okay? So read labels and avoid products that contain it. It's very, very important. All right, so that's potassium bromate. Also, coming up on my third ingredient, it's generally recognized as safe, but is it? It's propylparaben. That's propylparaben. Propylparaben is used as a preservative in foods such as corn tortillas, muffins, and also it's located in food dyes. Why should you care? This is really one of those things where we talk about this idea of estrogen dominance. This acts as a weak synthetic estrogen. One study, in fact, found that rats that were fed the FDA's maximum limit for propylparaben in food had decreased sperm counts. It has been reported also to accelerate the growth of breast cancer cells. Why? Because estrogen, as a hormone, it tells cells to grow and proliferate. That's its job. And you get this synthetic estrogen in your food and you're taking it in, you know, it can cause these reactions. And a recent study at the Harvard School of Public Health linked it to impaired fertility in women. What should you do? You got to check those labels, folks, for propylparaben and try to avoid it. Tell food companies that hormone-disrupting chemicals should not be allowed in food, all right? And you can always go to the resource EWG's food scores to find foods without propylparaben. It's so easy to avoid, but knowledge is power, and you need to understand that these things are in there. They're usually recognized as safe, but quite honestly, especially in a large quantity, they are not. All right, we're going to go to one where I'm going to spell out for you. It's butylated hydroxyanisole, that's BHA, that's butylated hydroxyanisole. What the heck is this? Well, this is a preservative found in a variety of foods, mostly like chips and preserved meats. So once again, we're looking at a pretty sad diet, standard American diet, chips, preserved meats, Here's the deal here. The National Toxicology Program classifies BHA as reasonably anticipated to be a human carcinogen, and it is listed as a known carcinogen under California's Proposition 65. The European Union classifies BHA as an endocrine disruptor, once again, a synthetic hormone, okay, so that disrupts our hormone or endocrine system. At higher doses, it can lower testosterone and adversely affect sperm quality and the sex organs of rats. So those studies were done. What do you got to do again? You've got to be able to get your resource on, read those labels, look for BHA, all right, and that's it's usually listed as BHA, not butylated hydroxyanisole, and avoid it. It's extremely important to do so. Because if you think about what I'm talking about, all these different food ingredients, and if you have a pretty sad diet, standard American diet, you're getting all this exposure to different but potential carcinogens, and we've got cancer rates on the rise, folks. We've got to be able to think about this, all right? All right, I'm going to go through BHT now, butylated hydroxytoluene. Now, this is an antioxidant, and it's also a preservative found in a variety of foods, but here we go again, preserved meats and cereals, all right, refined foods. So if you eat a whole foods diet, mostly organic, I think that's part of what you can do to avoid this stuff. Why should you care? Well, we've got some studies. Yes, they were rat studies, but still, they've developed lung and liver tumors, and it's been shown to cause developmental effects and thyroid changes in animals. So once again, we're tinkering around with that precious hormone system, that precious endocrine system. There was a neurobehavioral study of rats that were exposed to BHT that reported that effects on motor skills and coordination before the animals were weaned. So we're talking about perhaps this exposure to crossing the blood-brain barrier if you're pregnant and crossing that placental and having exposure in vitro to your fetus. So think about that too, especially if you're pregnant. Got to read those labels again. Avoid products with BHT, particularly those that also contain BHA. We talked about that. Extremely important. And once again, if you think about all of the foods that I've been listing with these ingredients in, if you eat a whole foods diet, that means if it can walk or run or swim away from you or fall off a shrub of some sort, hey, good to go, especially if you grow your own or it's organic, right? But these refined food products and these preservatives in them are potentially cancer-causing. All right, last one for this segment, propylgalate. This is used as a preservative in products that contain edible fats, such as sausage and lard. So once again, we're back to those high cholesterol, high fat meats. In 2014, there was an opinion by the European Food Safety Authority that concluded that the available reproductive studies on this additive, that's propylgalate, are outdated and poorly described. Because why? It's generally recognized as safe, but we got to ask that question with what we know now, is it? Some evidence suggests that propylgalate may have estrogenic activity, but there is incomplete data on whether it is an endocrine disruptor or not. Well, if there is a guess, then I definitely, with the information that I've given you thus far, we're going to err on the side of safety. Be cautious. Check those labels with propylgalate and consider not using it. All right. Once again, these things are added to foods to preserve them, right? And if we're looking at more of a whole foods diet, then we can easily avoid exposure to these. I think it's extremely important because we're thinking about serious health problems and we're raising concerns for cancer, endocrine disrupting, you name it. And so EWG.org is great. You can go there. It's a wonderful source. You can get food scores. There's a database. There's a cosmetic database. There's the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. So it's a beautiful resource for you to go when you're looking at changing your diet, eating more whole foods, decreasing the crap that are in refined food products. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. I'm talking about being mindful, so mindful medicine. We'll be right back.